It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he has been doing all winter season long, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And even though the weather looks like it's going to be pretty good this weekend, things should still be okay, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about SR31 is closed right now. We'll talk about that very briefly, and then just some steps to take as you get out and go recreate this weekend, if that's what you're choosing to do, is go up into the mountains for your Easter weekend. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, great to be here again. Amazing winter. It does look like we're going to get a little break from it through the next few days, though.
And you were saying that while we just got the bad part of it with the wind and the dark clouds and those kinds of things, you had some significant snowfall come out of this storm that just kind of got out of here yesterday or Wednesday afternoon, excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Another significant storm for the high country. 2 feet of snow up in the along the skyline. That storm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and strong winds associated with that. And that's what closed State Road 31, was the drifting across the top. The road, the banks of the road are so deep, it doesn't take much just to fill that the channel that's the road in between those banks. So the drifting was the issue. We had strong winds associated with that storm. The road should be open again today. So if folks are heading up, I'm assuming it will be open again. That storm, while it did produce quite a bit of snow right across the skyline, on the east side, we didn't see quite as much. It was a little bit different than the previous storms. Down once you get over towards Electric Lake, even, and the top of Huntington Canyon, it was only about 6 inches of snow. So it was a little bit different of a storm than what we had. Now, it was windy, like I said, and that always creates some avalanche concerns. The wind transports snow from one side of the mountain and deposits it on the other side, and where it deposits that snow is forms these large drifts, and those are often sensitive during when they're forming and directly afterward. Now, I did not see that much natural avalanche activity with that storm, and in my field work sense, things don't seem all that sensitive. But I'm still urging folks to use a little caution if you're getting into the high country along those upper elevations, steeper slopes where that wind has drifted snow. It still would give those drifts kind of a wide margin of error there, and not poke at them too much. We did get quite a bit of snow, so that's kind of a little unnerving still. Now, looking forward through the weekend, what we're looking at is the warming temperatures, and that has us somewhat concerned. It can make this new snow become unstable. Now, the hope is that we're going to have a gradual enough warming trend through the weekend and cold temperatures at night. So we get some warmth. It freezes back up. We get a little bit more warmth. It freezes back up. This is a good pattern for stability in the mountains. Now, if it gets too warm, of course, all bets are off. What folks should look for if they're going into the mountains this weekend is to watch for these roller balls or pinwheels that come down off the mountain. And that's an indicator that things are starting to get wet and sloppy and starting to become unstable. So if you see that, it's time to start avoiding steep slopes. And also, when the snow gets sloppy and mushy and it gets hard to move through, that's the time you don't want to be down in confined terrain, like down in gullies or the bottom of steep ravines where avalanches can naturally release and come down on top of you.
And as we talked and you mentioned earlier on, we've talked in the past about wind and its effect and how it really isn't very helpful when it comes to avalanche concerns. But you're saying this weekend it looks pretty good if you wanted to get out and have fun.
Yeah, I think the recent wind slabs and wind drifts that formed during that last storm, that's going to be a thing of the past this weekend, and really the focus is going to be on the warming trend. And like I say, I don't see that being I'm not super alarmed by that. Perhaps by next week when we start seeing really warm temperatures, it may become more of a factor. But through the weekend, I think we're going to be okay. What folks can do, though, is to get the most recent information, check that Utah Avalanche Center website, and we have daily forecasts, avalanche forecasts. They're updated by about 7 o'clock for all areas across the state. And search for the skyline here. That'll give you information about what we anticipate the conditions to be like that day. And there's advice on what type of terrain what you should look out for and what kind of terrain that's more appropriate for the given conditions.
And, you know, as we always say, we're not telling anybody you can't go out and have fun. Just do it safely and do it the correct way. And that website is the best place to start if you're getting out and going to go enjoy yourselves. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. I don't know how many more of these we're going to have left.
I don't know either. You know, we got this warming trend, but I do see a storm potentially forming up towards the end of next week. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, and I'll keep in touch with you about how conditions look through the end of April.
Sounds very good. Once again, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center joining us, as he has done at least once a week the past few months or so, letting us know what's going on up there. Brett, get out, have a safe weekend. Be careful out there, sir.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.